this is Sandy Kozlowski with Building Blocks of Recovery, coming to you every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. If you have questions about recovery and how recovery, yoga, sober support, and even food can help build your recovery program, then Building Blocks of Recovery Radio is for you. Please give me a call every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 646-716-5901. 646-716-5901. Well, good evening. Happy Monday. This is Sandy, the author and founder of Building Blocks of Recovery. And I'm so excited. I'd love to give you the beautiful weather report, but actually in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, things are a-changing. What that typically means for us is that it is dark, dark, dark outside. But it was a beautiful day, and so happy to have that and have that going on. And right now, sorry, I'm doing two things at once. I apologize. You almost have all of my attention. I am super excited to be working with the
We've all had struggles in our lives. Some have hit rock bottom, only to pick themselves back up and try all over again. The human spirit is a remarkable one. There are many stories of survival and inspiration at Building Blocks of Recovery.
We've got an incredible new marketing partner with us today here on Transmedia Worldwide. An amazing, amazing new book. It's called Building Blocks of Recovery. The Twitter is Build.
Hi, this is Sandy Kozlowski, and I'm taking a break from taping the How I Bounced Back conference to share with you a little bit of what we I guess I'm reconnected. I have no idea where we stopped, but we were talking about protein. If I stopped a long time ago, this is Sandy Kozlowski with How I Bounce Back. I'm having so many problems with Blog Talk Radio, though I'm glad they flagged me that we were having issues. The phone number to call in is 646-716-5901.
We've all had struggles in our lives. Some have hit rock bottom, only to pick themselves back up and try all over again. The human spirit is a remarkable one. There are many stories of survival and inspiration at buildingblocksofrecovery.com. At buildingblocksofrecovery.com, those stories and the people behind them are celebrated. Coming up, there's a conference you have got to check out titled How I Bounce Back. It's a free online conference of courage and of hope. This conference features 14 speakers from around the world, all sharing their stories about how they came back from just surviving to thriving. It takes place September 19th. All you have to do is visit buildingblocksofrecovery.com and register. It's that easy. buildingblocksofrecovery.com. Save your online seat now and hear stories of hope and inspiration. Let your heart start healing today. Visit buildingblocksofrecovery.com and register online now for How I Bounce Back, the conference, all day September 19th. buildingblocksofrecovery.com.
I have to tell you, I don't know how much of the show has recorded today, but I'm super, super excited to know that buildingblocksofrecovery.com is making an impact in the world. You know, part of the reason that I brought, sorry, I'm going to change. I'm feeling very, as a friend of mine would say, very verklempt right now. I had technical challenges personally, professionally. The radio is having personal and professional technical challenges. So let's just go into the lack of perfection. And I love lack of perfection. The reason I love lack of perfection and the reason I'm so happy that Building Blocks of Recovery can host this very important conference is because I think that it's very, very important for us to acknowledge and to understand that bounce back is important, and none of us have to be perfect if we have bounced back. What a good bounce back is just I'm changing my direction, and I'm going to live in hope. And that's really important, I believe. And building blocks of recovery is all about learning how to turn around, and it's grabbing some very real tools. I have some recipes from one of my favorite cookbook authors, Christina Perrello. I have some recipes from her in my book, and I give her lots of kudos and credit. You know why? Because I didn't make up those recipes, nor am I going to pretend I did. But I love how the reason I'm so attracted to her work is how much she talks about it, healing of the body and healing of the spirit, and I love those things. Then we talk about, in my book and within the conference, we talk about meditation, how important meditation is. And actually, one of the speakers in the conference, Lisa, talks about going from being a type A person to learning how to meditate. And, you know, I just taped her conference yesterday, and something that Lisa said is still with me right now, and that is that she just learned starting 10 minutes at a time, 10 minutes at a time, 10 minutes at a time. And I'm really thinking about putting that into my world and into my life. Just that 10 minutes at a time. That's kind of exciting. So I talk about the yamas and the niyamas and how to study them. Also, in my book, I bring in personality development theory and Maslow's hierarchy of needs, two different focuses with the same outcome. So I'm pretty excited about that because it shows us a couple of things, I think. It shows us how to reparent ourselves if we had a less than stellar childhood. It also shows us how to, it also shows us that sometimes when the bottom, whatever that bottom is in our lives, when we drop to the bottom, then what is going to happen is that we can actually drop down to some of those lower level coping skills. And that's why, for example, sometimes during grief, you'll hear families fighting. Well, they're not fighting because they're in grief. Well, they are fighting because they're in grief, but they're not fighting over that situation. They're fighting because they drop to a lower level of functioning. We have yoga in there. Like I said, I don't know where the show cut off, but when you have, when you are needing to move in grace, and you have a higher amount of adrenaline that is pumped through the body, it's important to move it out of the body. I think mostly, and this is just my perception having been a body worker for over 20 years, is that when we allow adrenaline to just stick in the body, then it locks those emotions into the body. And when we allow the adrenaline of whatever we're going through to move through the body, then the emotions move through the body. I think it's kind of simple and kind of not all at the same time. I bring in some 12 step stuff in there. And part of the reason I did that was this book is not just for alcoholics or drug addicts. However, if that is not your issue, but you resonate with something you need to bounce back from, I'm going to tell you that that is one of the nicest things is to have a plan outlined. And what the plan looks like is first, I have to admit I have a problem. Secondly, I need to understand that I need help. Third, I need to find out what my part of the problem is. I need to go figure out what damage I've done when I dropped to my lower level of functioning. And then I need to pray to stay at a higher level of functioning all of the time. So, long story short on the 12 steps, but it's also, even as, like I said, even if that level of recovery is not part of what you want to do, I was listening to a sober support speaker just the other day. I will listen to anybody. I will take any information in, any tool in, if it pulls me back to the basic tenets that I understand recovery to be. And so I will listen, like I said, to anything. And then, of course, nutrition, color, and food. So nutrition, essential oils, and color. So nutrition, how we're feeding our body. You know, if we are putting our putting good food into our body during times of stress, then the adrenaline's not going to keep packing on. And we're going to be able to, once again, move through that more clearly. Also, if we are using essential oils to help clear the mind, I'm going to have a long talk with you about essential oils here in the near future, because some people that are selling essential oils are doing some pretty unhealthy things with them and pretty dangerous for people. I want to talk to you about that because I have some real issue with it. And I've been working with essential oils for over 20 years. So I'm not definitely one of those fly-by-night, jump-on-the-bandwagon gals. The third part is color. When we surround ourselves with the color of the emotion that we're working on, I know this is probably a longer conversation too. When we surround ourselves with the color of the emotion that we're working on, we also surround ourselves with the ability to heal. That is super important. Well, I have to tell you, our time is almost up, and I'm very, very glad to have been able to be with you tonight. I apologize for all of the glitches, but I'm going to leave you with just a little bit more information about the upcoming conference. Hi, this is Sandy Kozlowski, and I'm taking a break from taping the How I Bounced Back conference to share with you a little bit of what we have going on. In the conference, you are going to be so impressed. I am talking to people from all over the globe who have bounced back from alcohol, drug addiction, domestic violence, a wildfire, things that would have crushed people and have crushed people in the past. And yet these people, you will hear a common thread, these people have found a way to create a life out of the ashes and out of that pit of despair into a life full of meaning. What I'm really kind of amazed at is that these folks are willing to stay within that vulnerability, to reach out to other people who have experienced the same kinds of things and say, let me show you how I did it, and I'm willing to stand with you while you do it. I hope that you're going to join us September 19th, all day long, free online conference. Now, this is not going to be a sales seminar, so while we are all business people, we will definitely tell you what we do, this was really meant as a love gift to help you make some choices in your life. Most importantly, and to me, what I always say, if you still have breath, you have hope. And we want to share our hope with you. Equally, all day on September 19th, you will be seeing us off and on social media. We'll be live streaming on YouTube. We will be on Blog Talk Radio on the Building Blocks of Recovery radio show. We will be on Twitter, and we will be on the Facebook page of How I Bounced Back. Just waiting to talk with you and share with you, and quite frankly, love you until you can learn to love yourself. How I Bounce Back, September 19th. Look forward to talking to you then. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.